Audio Companion, Episode 2, The First Time Visitor. A quick orientation for anyone who just found this and wants the gist before deciding whether to go deeper. Welcome. This is the audio companion to the We the People platform, a citizen-built blueprint for federal policy reform. Before we start, the same honest note as always. This episode is read by a text-to-speech voice, not a human narrator. The words come straight from the platform's own documents. Nothing is invented for the audio. If this is your first encounter with the platform, this episode is for you. It's a guided tour of the whole thing in under an hour of reading, distilled here into a shorter listen. By the end, you'll know what the platform is, the handful of choices that make it different, and, just as importantly, what it openly admits it hasn't solved. No background required. Let's take the tour. Let's start with the one-sentence version, because it anchors everything else. The platform is a blueprint for reforming federal policy across 12 areas of shared life, all resting on one common foundation. 12 pillars, one foundation. That's the shape of it. Now, here's what it is not. It's not a manifesto, and it's not a wish list. The people who built it describe it as an architecture, an engineered system, where every piece is designed to connect to the others. And unusually for something this ambitious, it was built by a private citizen, iteratively, across more than 140 working sessions, and it keeps a public record of every version and every decision along the way. So think of what follows less like a political speech and more like a walkthrough of a building's blueprints. Let's look at the design choices that hold it up. 7 deliberate choices separate this from a typical proposal. I'll walk each one plainly. 1. It copies what already works. Every pillar adapts a proven system from somewhere in the world rather than inventing a new one. Universal healthcare follows Britain's National Health Service. Early childhood care follows Germany's system. Long-term care follows Germany's care insurance. The big national savings fund follows Norway's model. The platform's own phrase for this is, not invention, adaptation. 2. It's universal, not means-tested. Everyone's covered. There's no income cliff where earning one extra dollar knocks you out of a program, and no stigma of proving you're poor enough to qualify. The idea is that your contribution feels like a membership you belong to, not charity you have to ask for. 3. It saves before it spends. Over a 60-year horizon, the plan builds an enormous national investment fund on the order of $122 trillion. Instead of paying for everything out of this year's taxes, the country invests, lets the fund grow, and eventually the returns help pay for the pillars. It's a retirement account for the whole nation. 4. It's anchored in real data. Every number cites a specific federal source, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the IRS, the Congressional Budget Office. And the platform keeps verbatim, cryptographically sealed copies of that source data, so any reader can check a claim against the exact numbers the platform used. That's a rare and demanding standard. 5. It's built to be corrected. Every design decision is logged, along with what kind of expert still needs to weigh in and how it might be resolved. The platform expects to be refined and ships with that refinement machinery built in. 6. It's honest about its own limits. What can be settled now is settled. What genuinely needs outside expertise, an actuary, a lawyer, an economist, is written down as an open question rather than papered over. We'll come back to this one, because it's the heart of what makes the platform trustworthy. And 7. It's built for the long horizon, across generations. The fund pays out over 60 years. Education investments compound across a working life. The platform notes that so much of today's politics runs on intergenerational blame, and it deliberately proposes the opposite. Each generation positioned to help the next. It points out this isn't new to America. Social Security was designed exactly this way. Current workers funding current retirees, trusting the next generation to do the same. The platform stands in that tradition and extends the horizon further. So what are the 12 pillars actually about? You don't need all 12 memorized, but here's the shape of them. The first two are the engine. Pillar 1 is how everyone contributes, based on income and wealth. Pillar 2 is the regional wage floor, real local wages tied to actual labor markets rather than one national minimum. The next several are the things those contributions buy. Free public education from kindergarten through university, so education debt stops being a barrier. Universal healthcare on the British model, with a target cost of about $9,500 per person, in line with other high-quality national systems. Free public childcare from 6 months of age, so parents can work. Mental health care held to the same standard as physical care. And the rest extend into civic infrastructure and the other domains of shared life, each one defined by a specific action, a way it's funded, and a measurable outcome. That last part matters. Each pillar carries a metric, so you can eventually tell whether it's working. Before the most important part, a quick pointer. On the website, there's a calculator where you enter your income and see how your contribution and your benefits would change. I can't type your numbers in from a recording, but the design goal is that a typical middle household comes out ahead once you count everything they currently pay on their own for healthcare, childcare, and elder care. If the tour makes you curious, that calculator is where you make it personal. Here's the part one promise to return to, and honestly, it's the reason a first-time visitor should take the platform seriously. Most proposals present themselves as finished and airtight. This one does the opposite. It keeps a public register of open questions, the issues it's still working through, the places where it needs outside expertise, and the claims that haven't yet been independently checked. As of this recording, that register lists dozens of open items alongside the ones already closed, and it names the specific kind of expert each one needs. An actuary for the retirement math, a legal scholar for the constitutional questions, independent economists to score the fiscal projections. Think about how unusual that is. The platform is essentially handing you the list of its own unfinished business and its own strongest potential objections. It treats that transparency not as a weakness to hide, but as the whole point, a proposal you can actually inspect, poke at, and hold to account, rather than one you're asked to simply believe. That's also why it actively recruits scrutiny. The platform wants economists, lawyers, and domain experts to pressure test it, and it logs those reviews openly too. So that's the orientation. The platform is a connected, engineered blueprint across 12 areas of shared life. It adapts systems that already work elsewhere, covers everyone, saves before it spends, grounds every number in real data, and is unusually honest about what it hasn't yet solved. You don't have to agree with it to appreciate what it's trying to be, a policy proposal built like an open, inspectable piece of engineering rather than a political pitch. If that earns your curiosity, the written platform is waiting at wethepeopleplatform.com, with every document, every calculator, and every source behind it. One ask before you go. This platform has no ad budget, no party, and no billionaire behind it, so it lives or dies on whether people who find it worth a look pass it on. If it earned even your skeptical respect, send it to one person who cares about this stuff. Attention is the whole battle. Thanks for listening. This has been the audio companion to the We the People platform. You can find everything at wethepeopleplatform.com. If you want to go one level deeper, the next episode follows the path built for policy practitioners.